Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll bring us back. All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Friend of the show, even though we're not in studio with him like we have been the last couple times we had him on, but Ron McGill from Zoo Miami joining us right now. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. How's everything, brother?
Okay, at this point.
We're hanging in there just like you, Ron. We're all hanging in there, making the best of it. Nobody's more positive than you are. So, hey, I'm sorry. I knew it was going to pop up, and I know. Did you get to see the whole Tiger King? Did you watch all the episodes?
The whole thing. The first day it came out, I binge watched the whole series. Yes, I did. What a train wreck.
Oh, white trash at its best. I tell you, I feel proud to be white right now, man, with watching that. I mean, hey, so Ron, I guess the thing is, first of all, before we get into all the stuff, did you have any idea that the three characters in this show, the three different locations, have most of the tigers in the friggin' world? I had no idea.
Well, no, not just those three locations. I mean, what they're saying is, most of the tigers in the world are in captivity, not just by those three people. They kind of blew that a little out of proportion. Now, they have many more tigers than they should have by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, you know, people like that Joe Exotic guy shouldn't even be raising crickets. I mean, that guy is just out of his flipping mind. I've never seen such a basket case in my life. I mean... If you wrote that stuff, Joe, and you submitted it to a screenwriter, they'd laugh you out of the room. Get out of here. That is so ridiculous. And then you realize it's real life. You watch that series, and the first show, you go, oh, my God, this is amazing. And each show, it gets worse. It gets worse. This can't get any worse, and it does.
You know, it's so funny because I think he's a piece of crap for the record in 22 years. First of all, he drained his parents out all their money. We didn't even talk about that while he was doing that.
He's a user. He's a pedophile. He's just a basket case in every sense of the term. And what he did with those animals and the way he exploited those animals for his own benefit was just sickening.
So let me ask you: when I see those guys selling those little cubs and stuff, Who takes them? Do zoos take them, or do they go as pets
to
other people?
That's the thing that really ticked me off about this series was the fact that they didn't go interview any credible zoo professional who's really doing great work and great conservation work. You know, these guys, what they're doing is they're ripping babies away from their mothers just to be able to take pictures with them to make money off the whole thing, which is horrific in and of itself. And then, you know, there's some very sincere speculation that once many of those tigers reach an age where they can no longer make money for them or take pictures safely, they kill them. They just get rid of them. They're disposable commodity. They're not looked at as a living thing. They're looked at as a number as to what you can make from me. And, you know, there were scenes in that series, that scene where you see them reaching with a broomstick and pulling the baby away from the mother minutes after it's born. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. You know, and this goes without saying. Here's this guy, you know, doing his social media stuff, shooting mannequins and putting rattlesnakes in mailboxes. I mean, this guy is so out of his freaking mind. But on the same side, Joe, this woman, Carol Baskins, oh, my God, she's no angel. this one. As a matter of fact, I just read in the New York Times they are reopening the case on the missing of her first husband, which I firmly believe she killed or had killed. That woman
I've been saying she's a crazy bitch. There's no question about it. She's out of her freaking mind.
Every time, I mean, the new meme now is like, "Hi, my cats and kittens," and I want to throw up every time I hear it because I look at this freaky lady with these little flowers around her hair, like she's out of the 60s beatnik thing. Like, oh, peace, love, happiness, and she is such a hypocrite. That
right.
bitch.
So Ron, how did she get all the animal lovers behind her? I see all these comments, and she really
you
cares
know what it is,
about
Joe,
the-
Joe. What she does is she masters social media. Okay, and you, as anybody knows well. Social media is the toilet bowl of the internet, okay? What you're able to do is you get people to believe anything you say because you can say anything without having to be accountable for it. Now, I know people, I've personally never been to a place, but I know people, credible people who have been to a place and say, oh my God, the facilities behind the scenes that you don't see are a total crap hole. I mean, it's just disgusting, you know? And she's saying how she's rescuing all these tigers. No, the very... That tiny minority of the cats she has there are rescues. Other ones are the ones that she bought. Okay? So she's part of the problem. She's part of the problem because she's exploiting those animals for people to come see her to do this thing. Now, do I agree with her that people should not be owning big cats like pets? Absolutely. But that's what she's doing in many ways. You know, really she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth. And it's just ridiculous to see that. You know, these guys who are just perpetuating this myth that they're conserving these animals is a bunch of crap. They're exploiting them for every possible way they can.
Yeah, I was curious how you guys felt who do things the right way and care and not pulling away and not selling and the whole thing. What about this third guy who's also, he kind of got he was the third guy, Doc Ante or
Antle,
whatever.
Antle.
Doc Antle.
Yeah.
Antle.
Yeah. What kind of guy is he? Is he a sleazebag too?
Well, listen, I've met Doc on several occasions. I've spoken to him. You know, he sent me his book that he signed to me and stuff like that. Doc Antle, to put it in one term, is a cult leader, okay? That guy has got his own cult. He's like the Jim Jones of tigers and animal people in the sense that what he does is, in my personal opinion, he lures in attractive women to which he's, quote-unquote, married to several of them, okay? And uses this lure of the animals. Oh, my God, come on. You want to be part of this? Be part of this magic? And all he's doing, again, is he's using these animals to get social media hits. You know, he's the guy that has these social media, you know, these YouTube videos of the baby chimp bottle feeding a baby tiger, stuff like that. I mean, this is just ridiculous stuff. Yes, does it appeal to the public? Do they get the social media hits? Absolutely he does, because it's like everybody has this misconception. Oh, this is so cute. Look, the chimp loves the tiger, and he's become the tiger's mother. That's a bunch of crap. He's been trained to hold the bottle while the tiger sucks the bottle, but the tiger's freaking
right.
hungry. Okay?
Right.
And people like to be anthropomorphic about that. They like saying, oh, geez, look at that. There's so much love. It's kumbaya. Why can't more people be like this? And he's sucking them into that vortex. He knows that. The guy's a very smart guy. But at the same time, he's also exploiting these animals to make a profit. He's the kind of guy who rents, you know, elephants to walk in parades, to rent camels to do the same thing, to take pictures of all these models. He's always kind of trying to combine, you know, his girls dressed up like little Tarzanettes with their little minimum clothing and doing their little, you know, their little routines and going into the water and swimming with them. It's so ludicrous. And I'm hoping that this, because of all the attention this series is getting, that people are going to open their eyes and go, hey, stop it. My big fear, though, Joe, is that, you know, people are going to look at this and say, well, that's what all zoos are like. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And on the same note, Joe, I want to say this. There are some, it's certainly a minority, but there are some private individuals who work with exotic animals who do incredible work. Do incredible work breeding them. And there are some good ones, okay? The majority of these people are not good ones. The majority of these roadside attractions, these horrible, but I don't want to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some people that really do great work, raise money for conservation, send a lot of money to conservation, and actually, you know, accredited zoos have learned from them on how to maintain these animals, husbandry techniques, how to best get them to reproduce, to preserve a species. But at the same time, accredited zoos aren't breeding things like tigers on a run like that. Our lions, for instance, they're out on birth control. Our chimpanzees, they're out on birth control because we don't have a place to put them. We zoos have what's called an SSP, a species survival plan. It's all these accredited zoos work together to make sure that every baby that's born has a place in another accredited institution, to make sure it doesn't end up in somebody's backyard as a pet, to make sure that it doesn't end up, you know, in some circus or something like that, or some, God forbid, a canned hunting farm or something like that. These other people are breeding these animals just for profit. Zoos don't breed for profit. Zoos breed to supply other zoos because we don't take animals out of the wild. And they work to try to educate and send that money back to conservation in the wild. You won't see a zoo, an accredited zoo, taking a tiger and giving photo opportunities with people to hold a tiger, or taking, you know, a chimpanzee to go do a commercial for television. You won't see accredited zoos doing that because it's morally wrong.
Ron, do you have any? I just wanted to ask Ron if he had any interaction with the guy, the Scarface guy in Miami. Like, have you ever met that guy?
I actually know him very well, very well. As a matter of fact, I started working for him, about 30 something years ago when he was bringing animals in. And I got to be honest with you, I learned a lot from him for his husbandry techniques. The guy knows how to care for animals. Having said that, I really have not. I've distanced myself from him considerably over the last several years because of the fact of what he's doing with these animals. You know, he's got a chimpanzee that he's hand-raising that he uses to take photo ops, and he charges a lot of money to take those photo ops. And though, you know, I learned a lot from him. He was very good to me, taking aside, you know, the crimes that he committed in the drug trade way back when. But he was right. But our philosophies are very different, and he knows that, and he knows why I distanced myself from him, because I said, listen, you know, guys, I want to make it clear. When I was young, I was probably part of this problem. You know, when I was a 20-something-year-old guy, man, I loved playing with those tiger cubs. I loved, you know, working with these lions and all this stuff when they were younger and doing these things and doing the television programs. And then I got to a point in experience and knowledge that I realized this was wrong, and that's where I stopped it. That's why I said, I can't do this any longer. It's the wrong thing to do. You know, education is power, and that's given me the power to understand that. I just wish that all these people would get on the program and understand the same thing.
By the way, Ron, maybe the sleaziest thing, and there was a lot of sleazy. It's out sleazy. There was so much sleazy stuff. It's hard to rank them. But this piece
of
crap,
it's freaking,
Jeff
Lowe. It makes the national...
Yeah. This guy, Jeff Lowe, took over. That guy, I want to punch him in the face. This guy taking these little baby tigers to Vegas to get laid, to have sex with all these women, because these women apparently, like, oh my God, you're getting it, you're getting anything you want if I can take this picture
with Joe,
this.
And that's exactly right, Joe. Like I said, when I was a young man back in my 20s, and I was, you know, holding tiger cubs, it was a woman magnet. I mean,
why didn't you tell me that when I was younger? Like when I was running around. Higher than a freaking kite. I was in half those movies where that cocaine was, and you never told me.
Well, I got to tell you, Joe, I said, when I was raising those baby animals, I was, you know, there was no desperation for women. And it wasn't because of me, Joe, because I could have looked like freaking Cyclops. It wouldn't have made a difference. They see the baby animal, and it's like, oh, my God. So I understand the allure, but, you know, you got to get over that. And I'm ashamed that I did that in my younger years, but I've got to stand by myself and say, listen, can't do that any longer. I got to try to teach people the right thing to do now.
Ron, I was going to ask you about all the zoos, the big zoos, the good ones. Do they feel the same way you do about all this stuff when they see that? Do they find it to be pathetic?
It's disgusting. It's absolutely sickening. And like I say, I think I speak on behalf of almost all accredited zoos when they say, God, I wish they would have taken the time to distinguish the difference between these roadside crap holes to an accredited institution that has such a high bar to meet, to make sure the animals are cared for, to make sure you're not carelessly breeding any animals, the strict birth control programs that we put into place to make sure we don't have any unwanted babies. You know, this, the fact that we never pull animals from their mothers unless the mother is sick and can't care for the animal, or the animal needs some kind of immediate medical attention. The last thing you want to do is take a baby away from its mother. It's the most horrible thing you could want to do, and these people just do it as part of their natural routine.
I mean, Ron, if all this stuff was going on, and obviously it was going on for a pretty long time, how come nobody...
Still going on.
Still going on.
Right, but How come no one from the government has gotten involved in this and really made this a big... I mean, I know that it's an animal thing, so maybe a lot of people are not saying that's on the forefront, but God, after seeing this and not really knowing much about it before this, except for I'm sure there's people out here who did it, man, how come no one else really stepped in and did anything about this, or are people trying to? Like, it's crazy.
I think, well, people definitely have been trying to, but I think now that is going to be the silver lining of this crap show. Okay,
right.
Is that it's brought so much attention now. It's got so much attention on social media. People are going to say, how can we put up with this? How can we stand for this? We've got to close this stuff down. We've got to be more vigilant and making sure this is not happening. You know, it came to a little bit of a head when that incident happened in Ohio where that guy let go of everything that ended up having to be shot, and then he killed himself. You know,
right.
And people were saying, what? This guy had lions, tigers, and bears in his backyard in the middle of Ohio? What the hell is going on in this world? And it was a wake-up call. Now, I'm hoping that this series and the amount that it's getting over, publicity it's getting on social media is going to be another wake-up call, and people are going to say, enough. We got to pass some laws and be more vigilant about this.
So are there? You tell me there's a lot of people out there that, like, own a tiger?
Joe, right here in our own state, there are hundreds of people owning tigers and lions and leopards and things like that as personal, quote-unquote, pets that they keep in their yard. All they have to do is get a permit, and the permit is given to them. If they've proven they've had, you know, I think it's like 1,000 or 10,000 hours of experience working with these animals, and they have a minimal cage that meets the minimum requirements set up by the state, which to me are not enough at all. This is like saying, it's like giving people a license to have a ton of machine guns and not understand the power of the machine guns.
Right.
I mean, it's a tragedy waiting to happen.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to come on and how you felt about it today, but I think you made it pretty clear how disgusting.
Yeah,
it
no,
is.
I'm livid about it. It's disgusting, but at the same time, I'm happy it's getting all of this attention because I haven't spoken to one person yet who goes, "Oh man, that was really cool," you know.
Yeah, no,
it's
the most dysfunctional white trash, as even the great former running back O.J. Simpson said, it's white trash at its best, man.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty bad. Hey, Ron, thank you, buddy.
I got one more for Ron.
What else you got?
Ron, can a tiger devour a human body, bones and all, and have no kind of nothing left over after that? Can a tiger do that?
A tiger could do that. Yes, a tiger could do
really?
That.
I'm trying to be an investigator.
No,
right,
no, you can ask him point blank. Ask him.
Right.
Did Carol Baskin friggin' have him whacked? The guy had a lot of money, and he's been missing for 5 years.
My gut feeling is absolutely she had him whacked. And like I said, I just read in the New York Times that now the Tampa Sheriff's Office has reopened the investigation into this guy's loss. Whether she fed him to the tigers, I don't know. But I'm sure she had him whacked and had the body disposed of in such a way that he could never be found. Come on, look at the facts in that documentary. They found a new will that she was the executor to with after his personal assistant for many years says, no, that wasn't the case. And he was trying to get rid of her, get away from her. Okay? Oh, wow, how coincidental. Jesus, let's take a rocket scientist, guys.
No,
and then
I'm
look at her. Hello, cats and kittens.
Oh.
How are you? Oh. God bless!
That guy, by the way, all right. Hey, Ron, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Great to see you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ron.
Legend.
There you have it.
Ron McGill is a legend.
I actually say, hey, Ron, if you don't want to come on, I understand if you want to get in the middle. A lot of times, and especially in sports, people go, I'm going to stay out of that. But he was passionate. I'm glad. You know what's funny? My wife said, I can't watch this, the way they treat those animals. And we're going, come on, stay. Forget about the animals. Look how dysfunctional the white class is. I mean, white class of people. This is white trash. By the way, did you know I grew up in one of the white trashiest places in the United States?
I did not until just now.
Serious.
Oh.
Good
to know.
Yeah, no, it's really bad.
Good to know.
All right, man.
Let me write that down.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Appreciate Ron coming on, man. He brought his A++ game today.
Wow.
Great Senator, last question by Zach, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
Well, I just listen.
I can't believe a tiger could actually eat like a skull. Like,
I legitimately asked it for two reasons. One, because I'm trying to investigate the murder, and two, I wanted to prove Hollywood wrong.
No, you're trying to debunk my theory. I understand.
Right. That's what I'm trying to
do. I'm glad you got it in, man. I was sitting there looking at the time. you know, and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was cutting you off.
No, hell no. Not yeah. Especially today. I'm glad you did. I'm really glad you did. Hey, we got a lot more stuff coming up here not too long from now. Senator, not head coach, Senator Manny Diaz is going to join us. A lot of new stuff to talk about as the state of Florida has gone on lockdown. State of Florida has gone on lockdown throughout. We'll talk to him about all the new stuff that's been on the break here over the last 24 hours plus the cruise ships. What the hell are we going to do with all those cruise ships that want to come in with all those sick and dead people? Serious, man. Sound like that was a movie. No, that's real life. Oh, we'll be right back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.